Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I've been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published over 1,000 YouTube educational videos, as well as a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I am the founder of California International Online School, a private online school for American English learners, as well as eLearning USA, offering Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and numerous online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the 23rd episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today, we're going to focus on American English listening skills for personal conversations. Improving English listening skills is very important for American English learners, especially when it comes to personal conversations. When you listen better, you can understand what others are saying more easily. This helps in making your conversations smoother and more meaningful. Good listening skills mean you can respond more accurately and share your thoughts more clearly. It makes talking with friends, family, and even new people much easier and enjoyable. Listening well also helps you learn new words and phrases from the way people speak in real life. This means your own English speaking will get better over time. You start to pick up not just the words, but how they are used in everyday talk. This is really useful because it teaches you about the culture and how people communicate with each other in different situations. Lastly, being a good listener shows that you care about what the other person is saying. It builds stronger relationships because when people feel listened to, they are more likely to open up and share more with you. So, improving your English listening skills is not just about understanding language. It's also about connecting with people on a deeper level. In this episode, you will listen to Chapter 3 of How to Improve English Listening, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook with audio, translation, and AI chatbot tutorial support. Available for free on my website at www.circe.com. That's www.sersea.com. Are you ready to learn? Let's begin.
Chapter 3, Listening Skills for Personal Conversations. Active Listening in Personal Conversations. Introduction. Active listening is a vital skill that plays a significant role in personal conversations. When we actively listen, we fully engage with the speaker, showing genuine interest and understanding. This not only enhances the quality of our interactions, but also fosters stronger relationships and better communication. In this subchapter, we will explore various techniques that can help us improve our understanding and engagement through active listening. The benefits of active listening. Active listening offers numerous benefits in personal conversations. By actively listening, we demonstrate respect and attentiveness, which in turn strengthens our relationships with others. When we truly listen to someone, we validate their thoughts and feelings, making them feel heard and understood. This creates a positive atmosphere and promotes effective problem-solving and conflict resolution. Moreover, active listening enhances our communication skills by allowing us to comprehend information more accurately and respond appropriately. Barriers to active listening. Despite the advantages, active listening can be hindered by various barriers. Distractions, both external and internal, can divert our attention away from the speaker. Preconceived notions and biases can cloud our judgment and prevent us from truly understanding the speaker's perspective. Additionally, a lack of empathy can inhibit our ability to connect with the speaker emotionally. Recognizing and addressing these barriers is essential for effective active listening. Techniques for active listening. To enhance active listening in personal conversations, we can employ specific techniques. Nonverbal cues, such as maintaining eye contact and nodding, signal our attentiveness and encourage the speaker to continue sharing. By actively focusing on the speaker's body language, we gain valuable insight into their emotions and intentions. This allows us to respond appropriately and demonstrate our understanding and engagement. Empathetic listening. Empathetic listening is a powerful technique that involves understanding and validating the speaker's emotions. By putting ourselves in their shoes, we can develop a deeper connection and foster a safe and supportive environment. By acknowledging and empathizing with the speaker's feelings, we create a space for open and honest communication. Empathetic listening not only strengthens our relationships, but also helps us gain a better understanding of the speaker's needs and concerns. Reflective listening. Reflective listening is another technique that enhances active listening in personal conversations. It involves paraphrasing and summarizing the speaker's words to ensure understanding. By reflecting back what the speaker has said, we confirm our comprehension and allow the speaker to clarify any misunderstandings. This technique promotes clarity and effective communication, leading to a deeper level of engagement and understanding. Asking open-ended questions. Asking open-ended questions is a valuable tool for active listening in personal conversations. These types of questions encourage the speaker to share more information and provide deeper insights. By avoiding closed-ended questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no, we invite the speaker to elaborate on their thoughts and experiences. This not only facilitates a more meaningful conversation, but also allows us to gain a broader understanding of the topic at hand. Avoiding interruptions and judgments. In order to fully engage in active listening, it is crucial to avoid interruptions and judgments. Interrupting the speaker not only disrupts the flow of conversation, but also sends a message that their thoughts and opinions are not valued. By refraining from interrupting, we show respect for the speaker and create an environment that encourages open dialogue. Similarly, passing judgments can hinder understanding and engagement. Instead, we should focus on listening without bias and strive to understand the speaker's perspective before forming our own opinions. Active listening in conflict resolution. Active listening can be a powerful tool in conflict resolution during personal conversations. By listening without judgment and showing empathy, we can de-escalate conflicts and find mutually beneficial solutions. When we actively listen to the concerns and perspectives of others, we demonstrate a willingness to understand and compromise. This fosters a collaborative atmosphere where conflicts can be resolved more effectively, leading to stronger relationships and improved communication. Practice and conclusion. Developing active listening skills in personal conversations requires practice. By regularly implementing the techniques discussed in this subchapter, we can enhance our understanding and engagement with others. Remember to actively use nonverbal cues, practice empathetic and reflective listening, ask open-ended questions, and avoid interruptions and judgments. Through consistent practice, we can improve our active listening skills and enjoy more fulfilling and meaningful conversations with others. Navigating slang and informal expressions. Understanding slang and informal expressions is crucial for effective communication in personal conversations. These linguistic elements play a significant role in everyday interactions, allowing individuals to express themselves authentically and connect on a deeper level. However, navigating and comprehending slang and informal expressions can pose challenges for English learners. The origins and evolution of slang and informal expressions are fascinating to explore. They develop and change over time, influenced by cultural and societal factors. Slang often arises as a form of rebellion or resistance, providing a means for subcultures to establish their identity and differentiate themselves from the mainstream. Understanding the cultural context in which slang and informal expressions arise is key to deciphering their meaning and significance. Slang and informal expressions are deeply rooted in cultural values, beliefs, and experiences. They reflect the unique nuances and idiosyncrasies of a particular culture, serving as a form of linguistic expression and cultural identity. By understanding slang and informal expressions, English learners can gain insights into the cultural fabric and perspectives of a society. Despite the importance of understanding slang and informal expressions, there are specific challenges that learners may face. Linguistic barriers, cultural references, and contextual knowledge are all required to comprehend these expressions fully. Moreover, generational and regional differences can further complicate the understanding of slang, as meanings and usage can vary across different groups and geographical locations. To become familiar with slang and informal expressions, learners can employ various strategies and techniques. Immersion in the culture and language is crucial, as it provides exposure to real-life usage of these expressions. Engaging with native speakers, watching movies and TV shows, and listening to music can all contribute to a deeper understanding of slang. Additionally, resources such as books, websites, and social media platforms can provide valuable insights and examples of how these expressions are used in different contexts. Context plays a pivotal role in deciphering the meaning of slang and informal expressions. Understanding the social and situational context in which these expressions are used can provide valuable clues. Nonverbal cues and body language can also contribute to understanding, as they often accompany slang and informal expressions. By paying attention to these contextual elements, learners can interpret slang more accurately. Using slang and informal expressions requires cultural sensitivity. Misunderstandings and misinterpretations can easily occur in cross-cultural interactions if individuals are not aware of the cultural norms and values associated with these expressions. It is essential to consider the potential impact of using slang in different contexts and adapt accordingly to avoid unintentional offense or confusion. Humor is a significant aspect of slang and informal expressions. These linguistic elements can be used to create humor and establish a sense of camaraderie among individuals. However, humor can be lost in translation when trying to understand slang from a different culture. The cultural nuances and references that underpin humorous expressions may not be apparent to non-native speakers, highlighting the need for cultural awareness and open-mindedness when encountering slang in a different language. Technology has had a profound impact on the development and spread of slang and informal expressions. Social media platforms and digital communication have accelerated the creation and dissemination of these linguistic elements. The internet serves as a breeding ground for new slang terms and expressions, allowing individuals to share and adopt them at a rapid pace. While technology presents opportunities for learning and understanding slang, it also poses challenges, as new expressions and trends emerge constantly. In conclusion, understanding slang and informal expressions is essential for effective communication in personal conversations. By delving into the origins, cultural context, and challenges associated with these linguistic elements, English learners can enhance their ability to navigate and comprehend slang. Strategies such as immersion, resource utilization, and contextual analysis can aid in becoming familiar with slang. Additionally, cultural sensitivity and an appreciation for humor are crucial when using or interpreting slang. The influence of technology further emphasizes the need for continuous learning and adaptation in understanding slang and informal expressions. Nonverbal communication cues in personal conversations. As an English learner, improving your listening skills is crucial for effective communication. One often overlooked aspect of communication is nonverbal cues, which play a significant role in personal conversations. In this subchapter, we will explore the world of nonverbal communication cues and how understanding and interpreting them can enhance your English listening skills. Nonverbal communication cues refer to the messages that are conveyed through facial expressions, body language, and gestures, among other things. They are a vital part of personal conversations as they can convey meaning and emotion that may not be expressed through words alone. By paying attention to these cues, you can gain a deeper understanding of what others are trying to communicate. Understanding the different types of nonverbal cues is essential in developing your listening skills. Facial expressions, for example, can reveal a person's emotions and intentions. A smile can indicate happiness or agreement, while a frown can signal displeasure or disagreement. Body language, on the other hand, can provide insights into a person's level of comfort, confidence, or interest. Gestures, such as nodding or shaking your head, can also convey understanding or disagreement. Paying attention to nonverbal cues is crucial for effective communication. These cues can provide context, clarify ambiguous messages, and help you interpret the speaker's true intentions. By focusing on nonverbal cues, you can gain a more comprehensive understanding of the message being conveyed. It's important to note that nonverbal cues can vary across different cultures. What may be considered acceptable in one culture may be offensive or misunderstood in another. For example, direct eye contact may be seen as a sign of respect in some cultures, while in others, it may be considered rude or confrontational. Being aware of these cultural variations is crucial in avoiding misinterpretations or conflicts. Misinterpreting nonverbal cues can lead to misunderstandings and strained relationships. It's essential to be aware of your own nonverbal cues and how they may be perceived by others. By understanding and adapting your communication style based on nonverbal cues, you can foster better connections and avoid potential misunderstandings. Interpreting nonverbal cues accurately requires observation and understanding. By familiarizing yourself with common nonverbal cues and their potential meanings, you can develop a more intuitive sense of what others are trying to convey. Paying attention to subtle changes in facial expressions, body language, and gestures can provide valuable insights into a person's emotions and intentions. Responding appropriately to nonverbal cues is crucial for effective communication. By adapting your communication style based on these cues, you can show empathy and understanding. For example, mirroring a person's body language can help establish rapport and make them feel more comfortable. Using appropriate gestures and facial expressions can also convey your engagement and interest in the conversation. Cultural sensitivity is essential when interpreting nonverbal cues. It's important to avoid falling into the trap of stereotypes or making assumptions based on cultural backgrounds. Instead, approach nonverbal cues with an open mind and a willingness to learn about different cultural perspectives. This will not only help you avoid misunderstandings, but also foster a more inclusive and respectful communication environment. Nonverbal cues can play a significant role in building trust and rapport in personal conversations. By using appropriate nonverbal cues, such as maintaining eye contact, nodding in agreement, or using open body language, you can create a positive and supportive communication environment. These cues can help establish a connection and convey your genuine interest in the conversation. Incorporating nonverbal cues in your personal conversations can have practical applications for improving your English listening skills. By actively using nonverbal cues, you can enhance your active listening and engagement. For example, using nodding or facial expressions to show understanding and empathy can encourage the speaker to continue sharing their thoughts. These cues can also convey respect and understanding, which can foster a more positive and productive conversation. In conclusion, nonverbal cues are an essential aspect of personal conversations. Understanding, interpreting, and responding to these cues can significantly improve your English listening skills. By paying attention to facial expressions, body language, and gestures, you can gain a deeper understanding of what others are trying to communicate. Cultural sensitivity and using appropriate nonverbal cues can help build trust and rapport, creating a positive and supportive communication environment. By incorporating nonverbal cues in your conversations, you can enhance your active listening and engagement, conveying empathy, respect, and understanding.
Being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in about a week. Until then, if you'd like to access my weekly newsletter and other educational offerings, feel free to visit www.circe.com. That's www.circea.com. Thank you. See you soon.